It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Utah Marine once thought lost forever finally returns home. The remains of Robert James Hatch had been in an unmarked grave in the Pacific for 76 years. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, get ready to hear about Space Force. The House passed a bipartisan defense bill authorizing Space Force and 12 weeks of paid parental leave for federal workers. This bill now moves to the Senate. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We do have a crash with possible injuries reported 7800 South, about 1500 West in West Jordan. Also, delays are setting in on the northbound side of I-15 going from Draper to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to 43 today, a lot of clouds. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
38 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. We're learning more about the deadly shootout in New Jersey Tuesday that left six people dead, including the suspects. It's being investigated as a hate crime.
To Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillip, there's no question.
This is a hate crime, and anti-Semitism should be called out aggressively.
Earlier, the New Jersey Attorney General had said investigators could not be definitive. But Mayor Phillip said while standing outside the kosher market that came under fire, the suspects' actions made their motive clear.
We know that they took out long rifles across the street after selecting this location and coming here. We know that they fired aggressively into that place.
Phillip also said the suspects bypassed other targets and posted favorably online about anti-Semitism. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
At the White House, President Trump this afternoon signing an executive order during a Hanukkah reception, broadening the federal government's definition of anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits the federal funding of universities and other institutions that engage in discrimination, applies to institutions that traffic in anti-Semitic hate.
Opponents of that executive order say it goes too far and against free speech. In 1 hour, the House Judiciary Committee begins the debate and markup on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Lawmakers fine-tuning the two articles they are pursuing, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The primetime session will likely carry over into an all-day session tomorrow. If approved, the full House could take up a vote by the end of the week. Wednesday's House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee hearing on Boeing 737 MAX jets began with a rebuke of the FAA. Congressman Peter DeFazio and committee chair criticizing the agency, he says, for failing to do its job and, quote, rolling the dice on the lives of the flying public with the 737 MAX assessment. That hearing follows the two deadly crashes involving those jets. You're listening to ABC News.
Okay, let's take a breath and set aside the impeachment hullabaloo for a moment. Here's some proof Washington can get things done. We told you yesterday about this trade deal reached between Democrats and the Trump administration, the USMCA.
This is the rare political dodo bird. We thought it was extinct, and that is a bipartisan agreement. Democrats and Republicans coming together and agreeing on this United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. It's going to be good for the U.S. It's going to be even better for Utah.
That's Salt Lake Chamber President Derek Miller on KSL's live mic with Lee Lonsberry earlier. Those behind the agreement call it a better deal than NAFTA, which President Trump railed against through his campaign and after taking office.
Let's consider how important trade is to Utah. We're a landlocked state. We don't have a seaport. No, the Great Salt Lake doesn't count. But nevertheless, trade is important to our economy. It contributes almost $15 billion to our economy. Thousands of Utah companies, in fact, over 3,500 Utah companies are involved in exporting, making things here in Utah, and then selling them around the world. And 80% of those companies, by the way, are small businesses, so very important to our small businesses. But particularly with regards to Canada and Mexico, they are two of our top trading partners. So the things that we build and make here in Utah and that we export are going to Canada and Mexico more than anywhere else in the world. to the tune of almost $3 billion in exports from Utah.
You can expect more discussions like these on KSL's Live Mic, hosted by Lee Lonsberry. Catch it weekdays, 12:30 to 3 p.m. It's 4:20 at KSL News Radio. Right now, we bring you Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident, and this is what was causing the slowing on northbound I-15. It's as you're approaching 106 South in Sandy. They have moved it out of traffic to the left, but it is part of the slowing back to Bangor Highway and Draper. Southbound I-15 delays continue between 3300 and 7200 South. Westbound SR-201, that's filling in and slowing down between 9th West and Bangor Highway. And a crash affecting the left lanes in both directions, 7800 South, 1500 West. Michelle?
Well, if you're on southbound I-15 heading into Utah County, seeing those delays building a little more, this is the point of the mountain headed toward SR-92 Temp Highway. Then you've got a clear shot to Provo after that. Bangor Highway, that's also filling a little more. Those delays are going to scatter now from Salt Lake all the way down to South Jordan. And 5600 West is busy between I-80 and West Valley. Steve?
And we have the usual slowdowns. If you're on southbound Foothill Drive, those start at Sunnyside now out to Parley's Way. Meantime, delays from downtown on northbound 15, 6 north up to the North Interchange, plus Davis County delays from the Kaysville Ponds up to the Layton Hills Mall. Also seeing some slowdowns on the southbound side of I-15 through Centerville at Pages Lane. And right now, a good drive on northbound 89 through Fruit Heights, but it is starting to slow down there from South Weber Drive up to I-84. Missionary John H. Groberg and family returned to Tonga and faced their ultimate test of faith, surrounded by the love and prayers of thousands. On the Other Side of Heaven 2 DVD. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time to check the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubanks here in the nick of time. What are we looking at, Kevin?
Hey, we've got a storm headed our way. In fact, two storms headed our way. Lots of clouds today. There's a weak little cool front brushing by, Jeff, and so that's where we're going to see a few little mountain flurries, primarily Cottonwood Canyons north tonight. But then the storm gets going tomorrow. Valley rain and mountain snow throughout most of the day on Thursday. We get a little break Friday morning, and then midday Friday into Friday night, the valley rain will start again, change over to snow, and snow Friday night into Saturday morning. So the mountains across northern central Utah, Jeff, it's all snow, and we're talking 1 to 2 feet in the northern mountains. Cottonwood Canyons, they could be pushing 30 inches by the time it's all said and done. But the valley's totally different. Valley rain tomorrow. It looks to transition over to snow Friday afternoon and evening during the commute, and then snow overnight Friday into early Saturday. Northern valleys ought to see 1 to 3 inches, with the northern benches picking up anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow.
Okay, so you can snow blow over the weekend, but the Friday evening commute, hazard a guess what that's going to look like?
It's going to be a rain mixing into snow. So the Cottonwood Canyons, really any mountain travel over the next 3 days, so up into Little Cottonwood, Big Cottonwood, even Parley's, is going to be dealing with wet road conditions. The valleys will be dealing with rain too. But by Friday night, I think you will see a slushy evening commute, and then the real stuff happens after dark, after the commute Friday into Saturday morning.
All right, thanks a lot, Kevin. Darkening skies, 38 degrees, KSL News Time 4:23.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Boss Retirement Solutions, host of Retirement Solutions Radio, right here, 3 p.m. on KSL Radio.
Boy, do I have some great news for people that have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. They've been looking for the perfect time. It's here. It's no secret that Black Friday is the best time to buy things. Bigger, nicer things, cars, big screen TVs, and super comfortable luxury beds. Well, right now, your IntelliBed store is celebrating not just Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art $5.55 adjustable base. And what's more, during Intellibed's 30 Days of Black Friday sale, you can also buy luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding at 50% off. It's an unbelievable sale. It's underway right now. Don't miss your chance to save like never before. And you can do so at any of the local Intellibed stores in Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Park City by Whole Foods, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. It's time to get your Intellibed. For over 53 years now, the people of the Western Nut Company have been manufacturing unsurpassed quality fresh nut gifts and baskets for any occasion. In our family, this is an absolute tradition. And you know, the great thing about the Western Nut Company, you will find something for literally everybody. That hard-to-buy-for person, trust me. Inside the Western Nut Factory store at 434 South on 3rd West, you're going to find just the right item. For the people you work with, for the people in the neighborhood, for your family and friends, you are going to love Western Nut. The price, the quality, and the freshness simply can't be beat. And just in case you can't make it to the factory store, which, by the way, is magical at this time of year, you'll find the Western Nut Company holiday gift centers in our finer malls in the area. And don't forget, you can order online at westernnut.com. That's westernnut with one N, .com.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. The Dow gained 29 points today. The S&P added 9. The NASDAQ picked up 37. Still looking for gifts? Todd's here with the rundown of the stuff that everybody's buying this year.
Yeah, these are big sellers from Black Friday still through now. The Instant Pot is number one. You have one yet?
Yes, we do. Never use it.
That's true. An endorsement. Robot vacuums are also hot. I would love a Roomba. Don't have one. AirPods, the wireless earbuds are big.
Oh, the new model. Yeah, absolutely.
The Nintendo Switch. This I've been seeing popping up everywhere. Weighted blankets.
What?
Yeah, like heavier blankets, like blankets with kind of like rocks in them. They make you feel like you're being hugged as you sleep. They're not necessarily warmer, though, from what I understand.
KSL News Time, 427.